हरे कृष्णा। माया इज़ नॉट जस्ट इल्यूजन, इट इज़ द एजेंसी दैट ब्रिंग्स अबाउट इल्यूजन। माया, द वर्ड माया इज ऑफन यूज्ड इन स्पिरिचुअल सर्कल्स एंड इट रेफर्स यूजुअली टू इल्यूजन। एटिमोलॉजिकली माया, दैट विच इज नॉट, दैट विच इज नॉट मीन्स थिंग्स आर नॉट एज दे अपियर टू बी, थिंग्स आर इल्यूजरी। सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल, to see water in a desert when actually that it is a mirage, that is Maya. But Maya is not just illusion. Now the illusions that that bewilder us souls in material existence, they don't just happen. Now there is a whole system, agency, and there is a person. There is the agent who brings about that illusion. So Maya refers to that agency. Maya refers to the agency that brings about that illusion. Krishna talks about this personalized conception of Maya rather than an abstract conceptual notion when he says, Daiviya esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya me tam tarantite. Daiviya, here is certainly he, Daivi, divine indeed is this energy. Esha Gunamai is made of the three modes. And who is he talking about? This divine and made divine thing made of the modes? He says, Mama Maya Duratyaya, it is my Maya. And it is Duratyaya, it is very difficult to overcome. And then how is it to be overcome? Mameva ye prapadyante, one who surrenders to me. Maya metam taradite, such a person will go beyond Maya. So now here, when Krishna is talking about Maya, he is not just talking about his illusion. He is talking about his energy, which brings about this illusion. It is made of three modes. It is formidable and it is divine. Krishna calls it divine in the sense that it is his energy. We should not think of Maya as evil or demoniac or anything like that. No, Maya is Krishna's energy and she is there to take us souls towards Krishna by giving us experience of the futility of everything other than Krishna. Just as a teacher, while giving an exam with a multiple choice paper, that teacher doesn't just by chance put some wrong alternatives. In an exam there are wrong alternatives, but those wrong alternatives don't just appear by chance. They are thought through by a teacher to test the understanding of the student. And by rejecting the wrong alternatives and choosing the wrong alternatives, the student gets promoted. Similarly, by rejecting the wrong alternatives which are presented by Maya and by choosing the right alternative which is given by Krishna, we move towards him. So Maya is divine in the sense that she is the agency of the divine, she is the energy of the divine, and her purpose is not to fail us, it is to promote us by testing us. And we understand this purpose of Maya, then when we think of Maya only as illusion, then multiple things can happen. We may think that, oh, I myself will be intelligent enough and I will not fall into illusion. Or we may downplay, we may overestimate our intelligence, or we may underestimate the capacity of illusion. If we think this is an illusion, just by intellectual acuity, we may think that we will be able to overcome the illusion. Just as, you know, suppose we see a mirage, then we remind ourselves, there's no water there, then we will intellectually act. But Maya is not just like that. There is a whole agency which is causing the illusion. And when you understand this personalized conception of Maya as the energy of Krishna, then just as if the student has to choose an alternative to go ahead, and the student can't just reject the wrong alternatives, they're wrong. Student, to get marks, the point of the exam is not just to reject the wrong alternatives is wrong. The point of the exam, of the multiple choice question, is to select the right alternative so that the student can get marks and move forwards. You know, just by, normally, if a student just crosses all the wrong alternatives, that itself is not necessarily the indication that the student has got the right answer. So similarly, we need to recognize that for us, it is not just enough to overcome illusion. It is for us to go to Krishna. And that is the, it is not just by staying free from illusion that we'll be happy. It is by absorption in Krishna that we'll be happy. And of course, that is the best way to overcome illusion also. But when we see Maya only as illusion, we may rely on our intellectual prowess to try to overcome illusion. Even if we temporarily succeed, that will not give us satisfaction because the heart longs for love. And for love, we need to direct our heart towards Krishna. And that's why the second part of the verse is important. Mame vaye prapadyante maya me tam tarantite. Mame vaye prapadyante. Those who surrender to me. Maya me tam tarantite. They go beyond this material existence. So in this way, when we surrender to Krishna, when we see Him as the Supreme Being, as all attractive Supreme Being, and we surrender to Him, we attain life's supreme perfection. Thank you. Hare Krishna.